Hey, I'm Tombstone from Canada. When I'm in my igloo drinking bags of milk, I listen to Cacti Radio. CactiRadio.com.
Hello? Hello? Arby? I got one minute before the show.
Oh my god.
Whoa, I'm really echoing all of a sudden.
What, because of me?
I was for a second, but then I stopped.
Sorry if it's me.
No, I'm fine now. I don't hear any echo at all.
Hi, guys.
Hi, HPB.
Hi, HPB.
Hi.
Just yell if you hear any echoing and I'll mute my microphone.
No, we love echo. They make for good podcasts.
You sound great. It sounds like you're on an amplifier.
I am.
That would make sense then. Your quality is really nice.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Ew.
We are almost there. That's what she said. We are going to start the show in 3, 2, 1.
WTF?
How are you, bone losers? All your pranks all belong to us. You are on your way to laughter. Make you a call to the prank show. Ha 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 ha. All your pranks all belong to us. All your pranks. All your pranks. All your pranks all belong to us. All your pranks.
Evening, Cacti listeners. It's Saturday, September 17th, 2011. You're listening to The Prank Show.
Aw, man, this is gonna suck donkey balls.
I'm your host, RTH. With us this evening is the lovely and talented HBB.
Hi.
And the wackiest phone loser of them all, RBCP.
I want to be a technical writer.
Don't get technical with me.
The number to dial is 505-796-5695. Or Skype us at The Prank Show. Tonight's show is
brought to you by Carl's Jr.
The number 13, the word boots, and the letter J. And this evening's episode is dedicated to Nick G. Thanks for all the fun ideas. I got shoutouts this evening to Hallow, Sans, and Seraph. Anybody else got a couple?
Hi, Jason Heckathorn, who's in Tiny Chat right now. Tinychat.com/phone losers.
Wow, he's a handsome man.
Yep. I'd totally do him.
I would, too. I'd do him in the Plaid Pantry parking lot.
I would do him on a subway.
I wanted to plug motherless.com tonight.
Don't go to motherless.com unless you're a minor, okay?
And of course, I want to plug phonelosers.org. I actually want to formally denounce tinychat.com. I'm putting it on the denounce list because they've changed the formatting, and now the video windows are so fucking small, it's retarded. It's totally autistic, and there's no point.
I agree. I set up a stickum. I'm not sure I like Stickum any better, but I'm hanging on Tiny Chat. Fuck Stickum.
Change is bad. Everybody wants me to change to Google Plus, but I'm still trying to use Facebook, even though it's getting more fucking autistic by the day.
At least people post on Facebook. Google Plus is like one post a week.
Yeah, I've been to it twice now since I signed up, and there's nothing there. It's just dead. And maybe it has great features, but
one of the best features about Google Plus is that Rob T. Firefly uses it. He's awesome. He doesn't use Facebook because he's too elite for that.
Ah.
It's cool to see him on a social network that I use.
I've decided that Google is going to rule everything. Once iOS just fails because of Apple's own greed, Google's going to own the tablet market. And once OS X and Windows 8 both turn into shit because of Microsoft and Apple's greed, then Chrome OS will take over. So it's like Google's just going to run everything at some point. The operating system, the devices, the social media, they'll just own everything.
I, for one, welcome our Google overlords.
Well, let me know when they take over iTunes. They'll probably do a better job than Apple.
Let's hope.
Yeah. If you guys want to subscribe directly to The Prank Show, hit us up at cactiradio.com/prankshow. And there's links to the RSS feed and the iTunes feed. And also, you can send your prank ideas and music to rth@cactiradio.com. And as always, remember to send me MP3s and not waves or MP4 assholes or anything else like that. MP3s, motherfuckers. MP3s. Well, the idea for this evening was inspired by a prank that a guy that worked at the Yellow Pages did to this barbecue restaurant because they wouldn't advertise in the Yellow Pages section he was trying to get money for. So he took their phone number, and instead of putting it in the barbecue section of the Yellow Pages, he put it in the roadkill cleanup section of the Yellow Pages. So people thought they were like a roadkill cafe. You know, you kill them, we grill them. So they were just calling up, harassing this restaurant, being like, hey, I've got a dead possum I'd like for you guys to cook up for me. They got really pissed and actually sued Yellow Pages for putting them in the wrong section. We'll see where that lawsuit goes. We'll keep you guys up to date in our cacti news section.
Have enough reasons to hate the fucking Yellow Pages. Useless company in the face of the earth.
Hey, Alan Zuckerman uses his Yellow Pages to hold up his coffee table. I have a photo of it. Alan, if you'd like to call in and tell us other ways that you use the Yellow Pages to make life better, dial 505-796-5695. Or Skype us at The Prank Show. So my inspiration this evening was from that prank the Yellow Pages guy did. So what I want to do is call up a few different restaurants this evening and just say wacky things to them. And the first thing we're going to do this evening is call up some Domino's and give them weird addresses. Edwardsville, Illinois. Do you want to take the first one, Arby?
I can, yeah, I guess.
Thank you for calling Domino's. This is Brian.
My name is Dino Alsman. My address is 834 Oak Hill Doctor.
You mean drive?
No. If I meant drive, I would have said drive. It's 834 Oak Hill Doctor.
All right, hang on 1 second.
Do you have that? We're on hold. Your show sounds so much better during this period if Technical Writer were playing in the background. Hello?
He hung up.
He came on and heard that. You should call in and finish it.
That's what she said! Woo!
That's what she said. You need to call him Black.
We need to call him Black.
Still there. Roxy's not around anymore.
What a cunt.
Thanks for choosing.
Thank you for calling Domino's. This is Brian. Will this be for pickup or delivery?
I was calling earlier.
All right, if you actually want a delivery, you need to call me from a available number. You've got a block phone number, so I can't take your order with a block phone number.
Well, you don't have to be a dick about it. Come on. You can ask nicely. Wow.
Are they like that Chinese restaurant that doesn't give you food if you don't give them the phone number you're calling from?
Fucking Nazis.
Oh, I know. What the fuck was up with that? All right, I'm going to try one more of those before we call up some subways and ask where the metro is.
Hi, thanks for choosing Domino's Pizza, home of the new boneless chicken wings. Please hold and the next service representative will be with you.
Oh, they already have hold music for us to listen to.
Listen to that. It's not very loud, but that's awesome.
It's a great day here at Domino's. John, how can I help you?
Oh, it's a great day there. Awesome. Because I'd like to place a order for delivery.
Okay, what is the address?
I'm at 12 Century Doctor.
Where's that at?
The major cross street is at West Pontoon Research and Development.
Okay, you actually need the other store. I'll give you their number. That is 931-3030.
All right, thanks.
No problem.
Fuck you.
He didn't say a word about research and development or anything. He just rolled with it.
I think we're in his area. He just pawned us off on somebody else. He's like, you're going to be their problem now.
Fuck this shit, man.
I think this is the other number.
Yeah, this is the other number that we have.
Thanks for choosing Domino's Pizza. Sorry you had to hold. Looking for something other than pizza? Try one of our great side items.
Oh.
Bread salad, breadsticks and sauce.
Diet is this a guy?
For Sprite,
hello?
Or for...
Every day's a great day at Domino's Pizza. Can you please hold?
I was just on hold.
I'm sorry, sir. I have somebody else on the other line.
Why'd you pick up if you're just going to put us on hold? That makes no sense.
That way it didn't sit there and ring and ring and ring and...
The recording was playing, so, you know, you're so dumb. But we can hold, though.
Yeah, we'll hold.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry. Sorry.
No, this is a good time to talk about this. Why do they ask you if you want to be on hold? Who's going to say, yes, I want to be on hold?
Do you mind holding?
It doesn't matter what the question is. No, but he wants to fucking hold. Like, why even ask the question? Just have music playing there that says, we're putting you on hold. You don't get to fucking choose whether you're on hold.
They need a few more minutes, that's why. Just to finish.
That's what she said! Woo!
Oh my god, we have to wait on hold while some fatties put in an order for 18 fucking buckets of wings.
They need their chicken wings.
Very sorry about your wait. How can I help you today?
I wanted to place an order for delivery.
Alright, and your name?
My name's Doug.
Doug, and what about an address, please?
I'm at 12 Century Doctor.
I'm sorry, 12 what?
Century Doctor.
Century Doctor?
Yes.
Alright, what is a crossroad for that?
West Pontoon Research and Development.
Okay, I think you might be outside of our delivery area.
We're actually pretty close to you. I know that you're not really far away. Do you know where Namoki Doctor is? It's a smaller cross street.
Honestly, no. I'm not a driver. I'm a manager. I actually never leave the store.
Oh, that must be weird. Do you just, like, sleep there? Do you have a cot in the back?
What store were you trying to call? The Maryville Road store or the Madison store?
I was trying to call your store. Dummy.
I'm sorry, sir, but your address isn't popping up on my computer, so it's not going to let me input it because I don't have a GM's authority.
Why does a Domino's need General Motors authority to put in an order? Do the cars not let you drive them if you don't have an address in your computer system?
Look, man, I'm trying to be nice and I'm trying to work with you here, but if you're going
to
be
I didn't say you had to,
I'm just going
to
hang up the phone.
I didn't say you had to be nice. I live at 12th Century Doctor.
I think you kind of pissed him off.
We need to call him back. HBB, you need to ask him why he's being such a dick to your dad. Tell him that you're starving. Your mom's dead and your dad doesn't know how to cook food.
That and the people that are ahead of us can wait because KFC will open in a couple of hours.
We're all dying here. Dad's really stupid.
Thanks for choosing Domino's Pizza.
Fuck you.
For dessert, try our new lava cakes.
Ooh,
thank you.
Lava
cakes. Appreciate your business.
They explode in your mouth. I'm fucking hungry. Pick up the phone.
The guy in the recording gets paid a lava cake for each recording, said.
Oh, fuck these guys.
This portion of the prank show brought to you by Carl's Jr. Fuck you. I'm drinking.
Fuck you guys. Okay, so let's call some of these St. Louis subways and ask them for directions to their metro station. Oops, wrong box.
That's what she said! Woo!
Way to hang up on us.
The problem with Skype is I keep hitting the icon that looks like a phone instead of the icon that looks nothing like fucking anything to do with making phone calls. That's my favorite new sound, by the way.
Is that the one where Bender turned into a human?
No, it's the one where the aliens were going to cut off Fry's dick. They had cut off his nose.
I don't remember that one.
The human horn episode.
Was it the brand new season? I haven't watched any of that yet.
Mm, It's Lur from Omicron Percy I-8. He comes down to Earth to buy some human horn, and Fry gets his nose cut off. And then Bender says that it's not the nose that's the aphrodisiac, it's the dick. So then they're going to cut off his wing-wang.
Wow, I missed that one.
You would want to watch somebody lose their dick?
No, I'm just saying, I've never seen that one.
Do any Subway employees ever pick up the phone?
I did pick downtown St. Louis, and I don't think that's exactly a city that sleeps. They're all downtown. There's got to be something.
They look like they're all closed. All
right, fuck St. Louis. We're going to San Francisco.
Sweet.
All right, here we go.
See, Brad, I'm better.
They don't have subways in San Francisco, you know. Subways.
Yes, they do.
Do they really?
Yeah.
How do I get to the A Metro station?
What?
This is Subway, right?
Yes.
Can I speak to your manager?
Just a second there.
Do you have someone there that speaks English?
Is that Chinese or Spanish?
I don't think it's Spanish.
Did I call Subway or Charlie Chan's?
Hello, thank you for calling Subway. How can I help you?
How do I get to Platform B?
Platform B?
Yes.
Where are you right now?
I just came in from Los Angeles, and I picked up a copy of the Yellow Pages. You're listed as the Subway in the local metropolitan section for transportation.
Yeah.
So it's
like 1 minute walk from our subway station. There is a BART station.
Okay.
Like the train station, so you can go down.
How much is one train ticket?
One train ticket? Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Hayward.
Oh, Hayward is like for a round trip or for just one way?
For one way.
Okay, it's like four something.
No, I need to have the exact price.
Exact price?
Yeah, how much? For what? $4.10?
I don't have idea. I'm not working in BART, right?
Well, you work for the subway company, don't you?
Yeah, I work for the subway company, but I don't know about the BART ticket.
How come you don't know what prices are if you work for the subway company?
It's not subway, it's not like BART.
Yeah, but you
if
work
you,
for,
if you,
you
want
work,
to know the price
you
were, of
asshole, us. Shut up. Let me explain. You work for Subway, so you should know the prices.
He was so helpful.
Yeah, he was really trying to help us get to where we wanted to go.
Maybe that's a common mistake.
Let's try another one and see if they get a little more annoyed.
This is gonna suck, donkey boss.
What's that? People at Subway apparently don't give a shit about calling customers.
I sure.
Subway.
I was wondering, how do I get to Platform B?
Oh, no, this is Subway.
Yeah, I know it's Subway. That's why I called you, idiot. I want to know how to get to Platform B. I can hear the trains in the background. Fuck this. I'm going to go call some more pizza joints.
That'll show them. Big Time Glitch from Tiny Chat says we should ask for Platform 9 and 3 quarters.
You fucking nerd. Actually, does that make me a bigger fucking nerd? Because I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, all of us know what he's talking about, so we're all...
Who wouldn't know about that, honestly?
That's just how I JK Rowling.
Let's call Steve Jobs.
Come on, pick up the phone. I know you're not busy.
Thank you for choosing Grand City Pizza Hut, home of the everyday low pricing. That's Nicole, so it's going to be pick up for delivery.
Delivery.
And the name on this?
It's going to be under Dale.
And your address?
I'm at 12th Century Doctor.
Century Doctor?
Yeah, 12th Century Doctor.
You mean Century Drive?
No, I didn't go to medical school for 9 years to be called Drive. It's Doctor.
You said it's 12th Century?
12th Century Doctor.
Where's that located at, sir?
It's near West Pontoon Research and Development.
Where's that at?
There's a smaller cross street over by Naomi Doctor.
Sir, I apologize. I'm not familiar with the area.
Oh, are you new on the job?
I am not, no.
Okay, well then send your driver to 12th Century Doctor. One large cheese pizza.
Sir, I apologize, but we do not have any street named that in our delivery zone.
Well, I live on the street, and I know where you guys are. I can walk over there. I'm very healthy.
You want to do it as a carryout, then?
Nope. I'm sitting on my sofa, and I only want to get up to walk to the door, so please deliver to 12th Century Doctor. Is there a problem? Sugar tits, this is the part where you talk. Alright, bitch, fuck you.
Can we call up a business and say that we're a rival business and we brought mice in and now we feel bad about it?
Absolutely. Give me some numbers for some other pizza places that we can have put mice into.
Some Indian restaurants.
You know how much I hate Indians. I think we should go with something where white people work.
Psh, white people don't work anymore.
Such as Applebee's.
Oh, wait, Tabachi would like us to call a guy named Steve Jobs in Chicago, Illinois.
What's so bad about Steve Jobs?
He ruined Apple after making it great.
How did he ruin it?
Oh, that bastard.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
And fuck you, Jen, who's still listening but left Tiny Chat.
She doesn't love you anymore, Brad.
I know.
Calling Applebee's the gateway now up in late night. This is Warren. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is... No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're both on the line. We're over here at TGI Fridays. This is Dale and Roy. And our manager, Doug, said we had to call you guys and apologize.
What are you calling and apologizing for?
We had some customers that we lost to you guys. And we kind of got pissed, so we went and dumped a whole bunch of rats in your restaurant earlier today. Our manager said we had to call and apologize.
Can you accept our apology, please?
Sure.
We hope the rats aren't causing any problems there for you.
There's somebody I want to talk to. Hello?
This is Dale and Roy. Our manager, Doug, said we had to call and apologize because we dumped rats in your kitchen earlier today.
Really?
Yeah.
Rats?
Yes, rats. You know, the little things with teeth and tails and claws.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dumped them into your kitchen, retard. Listen.
When today?
Yeah, today.
I haven't seen any.
You know, to be fair, Roy dumped some in there last week, too, so they're pretty much in your walls at this point.
I put them in the restroom.
Okay, we'll clean it. We'll make sure.
You don't mind that we dumped the rats in there? You're okay with that? You're not going to sue us or anything?
To be honest, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I haven't seen any rats in here.
The reason we're calling is to apologize. Walls. Can you accept our apology?
Yeah, I do.
Thanks a lot. That's really nice of you.
God bless you.
Fuck you.
He didn't sound very sincere.
Yeah, we need Americans, goddammit.
We need a woman on the phone.
I didn't think they had foreigners in Utah, but apparently they speak.
Sure, we already have plenty of rats here. What's a couple more? We'll clean them.
We'll clean them, give them a bath in the toilet, maybe in the soup.
Thank you for calling Applebee's in West Valley. This is Todd. How can I help you?
Hey, Todd. This is Roy over at the TGI Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And my manager told me I had to call and apologize.
For what?
Last week, I dumped a bunch of rats in your kitchen.
Right.
And I took some pictures, and I posted them on Facebook, and my manager found out, and he told me I was going to be fired if I didn't call and apologize.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, then.
So I just wanted to let you guys know that if you didn't see any rats, it was my fault. Fuck you, dude. You should call back as my manager and ask if I apologized.
All right, I'll do that.
Thank you for calling West Valley Applebee's. Open late. This is Becca. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Dale from the TGI Fridays. I'm calling to find out. I want to make sure that my employees called and apologized to you for their actions last week.
Why?
They were supposed to have called and apologized for what they did. I just want to make sure that they did that.
If they apologize, I'm sure that their apology is accepted.
Did you accept the apology or did somebody else there accept it?
I'm sure that your employees are just fine.
Do you even know what this is about? I mean, like, you don't seem to know what's going on. Is there someone else there I could talk to?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay, hurry the fuck up.
What the fuck is this bitch doing?
Is it about the rats?
Yes, about the rats.
We're really freaking pissed about that, actually.
Don't be pissed, because they apologize. So everything
is... No, we're pissed. That's just freaking unacceptable.
Why weren't you upset?
I cannot even believe somebody would do something like that. That's disgusting.
Yeah, well, that's why I had them call in and apologize. So you're welcome for me doing that.
We need an apology, actually. Are they there?
Yeah, here, I'll put one of them on the phone. The other one's out.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Roy.
Roy?
Yeah, who's this?
Wait a second.
Hurry the fuck up.
They're fucking high. Did you hear him laughing in the back room?
I could tell she wasn't really pissed.
Are you popping pills back there?
They work at an Applebee's. They're probably stoned all the time. There isn't much to do. Have you guys ever seen Waiting?
No.
No, I have not seen that. I'm pulling it up right now.
Ah.
It's about guys that work at a restaurant. Kind of like Clerks 2.
Yes.
Is it called Still Waiting After Shenanigans? His name's Shenanigans?
Yeah, the restaurant they work at is called Shenanigans.
This is a sequel.
Yeah, Still Waiting is the sequel. Don't watch that. It's terrible. The original is Waiting.
Oh, it's only on DVD. I have to, like, purchase the DVD plan.
I'll have to burn a copy and mail it to you.
Okay.
You'll be waiting quite a while.
Didn't.
I've actually wanted to play the Walmart game for a while, so I want to play the Walmart game for a little while this evening.
Where we have to be rude?
Yes, we have to be rude and then get transferred.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Walmart. Security.
I was supposed to get hardware.
Store's not open right now. We open at 6 o'clock in the morning.
You're not fucking 24 hours?
I believe Amherst is.
What's their number?
Hold on one second.
Hurry the fuck up.
Their number is 672-3421.
And what's the area code, dummy?
Excuse me?
I think you win. I declare you the winner.
Well, since you're the ultimate phone loser, you're allowed to make such declarations.
Yay. Yay for perks.
For fringe benefits.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Fuck you very much.
Thank you for calling Amherst Walmart. May I help you?
Yeah, I wanted hardware.
Hold on, please.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up. Wow. You are not good at transferring calls, lady. Fuck you.
I don't think they like the Walmart game.
I like the Walmart game.
Oh, there's so many numbers in here.
Hello, Walmart. How may I help you?
What department is this?
This is the service desk.
Fucking fantastic, because I need you to transfer me to electronics.
We can't transfer you directly there, but I'll page someone in that department to answer. Will that work?
Oh, what department is there someone in? Because I have a question.
What's your question?
It's an electrical question or a hardware question. I'm not really sure which. It's for my wife.
The phones over there don't get actual direct transfers, but I can certainly page them.
So you're going to page them, and then they're going to pick up the phone instead of just calling them and having them pick up the phone?
We don't have a transfer line for electronics or anywhere like that. But, yeah, I can for sure page them.
Can you do it so I can hear you? Because I really like your voice, and I don't want to be put on hold.
Oh, well, thanks. I actually cannot do it where you can hear me.
Aww,
that work?
Come on, Sugar Taste. You have a really sweet voice, and I wanted to listen to it because I really feel lonely.
I'm sorry. Get your wife to comfort you.
She works out of town, and then I work out of town. We're on different schedules. That's why I'm actually calling about this particular item. But, okay, I'll wait a little bit while you get someone from electronics.
All right, one moment.
You think she's figured out I'm talking about vibrators yet?
Oh, is that what you're talking about? I didn't get it.
Hi, electronics.
Hello?
Hello, electronics.
I was wondering, do you have vibrators?
Vibrators?
You know, back massagers? They vibrate and you put them on your back and you feel better?
This is electronics.
Yeah, they have electronic motors in them, dummy.
Well, you're going to have to find those in another department. Those are not in electronics.
What department do you think they'd be in now, Space?
Let me put you on hold.
All right, Brad, you take it.
For the love of God and all that is holy, my anus is bleeding!
Hey, Rob, I heard that the other day on the bus, and I almost burst into laughter.
Why were they playing on the bus?
Who? From what? Is it a ringtone?
No, someone was just telling another person that, and I was just like, oh my god, are you serious?
I see.
That's it. I'm ending the show right now to go listen to that video. Fuck all of you.
What video?
Oh, you've never seen the video that comes from?
Oh,
no.
Oh, it's funny shit. I'll find it for you and put it on that DVD with the waiting. What is this cunt doing? Is she transferring us, or is she going to find the vibrator because it sounded like a good idea? What is this vibrator you speak of? Fuck her, I'm calling back to the service center.
She had a cuter voice.
She almost got me there. We were so close.
All of us.
HBB, you should say that you're my wife and that your husband was incompetent and couldn't figure out what the item was or something like that.
Okay.
But you need to talk to her about vibrators.
This segment sponsored by Mother.
Ew.
What the fuck? Did I just call the fucking fax machine?
You broke the store.
We're Walmart terrorists. Let's try that again.
Is this the same one?
Yeah. I want to talk to that girl. She made me feel good about myself.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Electronics.
Hello?
What can I do for you?
Okay, my husband has been looking around for this for a while, but he hasn't been able to find the right one for me. It's plastic, and it has a little motor inside. They're usually really long.
Yeah, she wants one that's at least 9 inches.
You ruined everything, Bob.
Oh, we gotta call them back. Hold on. No, Skype, I don't want to tell you how my call went. Fuck you. Bloop on Tiny Chat says, HPV is too little to be calling about this.
I'm not that short.
That's what heels are for.
Yep.
They stop answering the phone after we call them. Brad, do you have any more pizza places you want us to call?
I can't think of any, but I could look up some more numbers.
How big are their sausages?
Thank you for calling Anaheim Walmart. How may I help you?
What's up, Sugar Tits? I need to buy something for my wife, and I was wondering if this was the electronics department.
What was the item, sir?
I don't know what it's called. I know you can use it to massage yourself.
So that would probably most likely be in our pharmacy. Let me get the associate on the line for you. 1 second, please.
Thanks, baby. HBB says, let's tell the Walmart associates about our plastic sausage needs. Does this bitch know how to transfer?
Wow, I can't find any drives. Doctors.
Streets are usually ST, right?
Yeah.
STD.
Yeah.
Brad, are you wearing a hat on Tiny Chat?
Yes.
It's good. It doesn't make you look fat.
Thank you. Does that mean I normally look fat, or...
No. Not in a hat. Sometimes Matt looks fat in a hat on Tiny Chat.
How about we call it Saint? Like ST, Saint?
Saint?
Yes. Yeah, that's perfect.
That's great. Are we still on hold? Holy shit.
I think
so.
Fuck this bitch. That Sugar Tits didn't know how to transfer.
Thank you for calling Anaheim Walmart. How may I help you?
Hey, Sugar Tits. I just called a minute ago and you were going to transfer me, but you didn't do a very good job.
Oh, well, sorry, I have to have you on hold, and I'm paging the associate. I've already paged her twice.
Okay. Is she busy?
I'm not quite sure, so I don't know if she's near a phone or anything, so please just give her a few minutes.
Is she smoking crack or something? Because this is really taking a long time.
No, she's not. So you're only on hold for 2 minutes. If she's not near a phone, then it'll take her a minute or so to get to a phone.
Let me ask you this. I'm a busy man. You're probably a busy woman. Let me ask you this. How long does it take you to take a shit?
I'm sorry?
How long does it take you to take a shit?
That's a really inappropriate question. I'm not going to answer that.
You've never taken a crap in your life. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, sir, that's inappropriate to talk to someone you don't know about, and I'm not going to answer that.
I talk to it with everybody. I'm a proctologist. Should I call her up and tell her she needs more fiber in her diet?
This would be a perfect call for Matt.
So would be. He'd tell her all about Scat House.
Thank you for calling Anaheim Walmart. How may I help you?
Hey, we got disconnected. I was just about to let you know that if you're having problems in your bowels, fiber is a great way to help those movements.
I need to stop drinking during this show.
Where's this Domino's Pizza at we're calling?
Kansas City, Missouri. And it's a Stadium Doctor.
Stadium Doctor.
That's the only drive I can find there.
Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. For English, please press 1 or just stay on the line.
Para español, presione.
Fuck you, Spanish.
Domino's, please hold.
No, I was up again.
Please keep doing what you're doing.
I think I'm going to.
Thank you for holding, delivery carryout.
This is for delivery.
Okay, your phone number?
Yeah.
816.
It's 816-352-2582.
It said 352 what?
4506. Go ahead. Roger that.
You got the number?
Yeah.
Okay. Good job.
Blend of cheeses and spices. They're great with lunch, hello? Dinner, or just a late night snack.
You put you on hold so I could curse.
You can get an icy cold 2 liter of soda delivered right.
Hey.
Okay. Your address?
What is the address here, Roy?
Oh, it's 2935 Stadium Doctor.
Stadium Drive?
No. Stadium Doctor.
Yeah, we don't go there.
Don't know where Stadium Doctor is? It's really close to your place.
No, we don't go there. I've never even heard of that.
Maybe you see it on the screen as the abbreviation DR?
Yeah, that's Stadium Drive. We don't go there.
No, Stadium Doctor. DR stands for Doctor.
Stadium Doctor is the street?
Yeah, that's the name of the street. Stadium Doctor.
You're in Independence, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't go there.
Well, who the fuck goes there?
Nobody, I don't think.
But you don't even know what street I'm talking about. You keep calling it Stadium Drive and a Stadium Doctor.
I know we don't go there. I know where we go. I'm a driver.
Do you know where Stadium Doctor is?
You said Independence, right? We don't go there.
No, I didn't say Independence.
Yeah, you did. I said Independence, and you said yes.
He was talking about something else. You need to clean your fucking ears.
I confirmed it.
He tried to trick you. Asshole.
I fell for it too, I think.
Yes. He tricked you, Brad. All right, we'll try the other place.
Feel so tricked.
Are there any cross streets?
I don't know.
Find a map, dickneck.
Domino's Pizza, my name is Anthony. How may I help you today?
Hey, Anthony, what's up, buddy? I need to place an order for delivery.
All right, what's your address?
I'm at 24 Stadium Doctor.
Whoa, where's that at?
What do you mean, where's it at? It's nearby. It's Stadium Doctor. Sometimes it's abbreviated DR.
That doesn't really tell me much because I've never heard of that before. What exactly is it?
What do you mean?
Like, where exactly is it at? Like, cross streets? What's the zip code to the area?
Oh my god, don't make this difficult. Just find Stadium Doctor on your screen. Look it up.
I cannot pull that up on my screen because it's not in my delivery area.
Use Google Maps, dummy.
Thank you, sir.
I think he's going to go to Google Maps now.
Do this, Domino's.
That's the one that me and Nick always call, like, for sound checks and stuff. The one I visited in person this summer.
They're an airline doctor. Is there a doctor on the flight?
It's a major street in that town, so.
Did you guys hear about the flights that had F-16 scrambled.
Thank you for choosing me, Salt and Domino's. My name is John. What's the carry out of delivery?
Hey, John, one second. I got to finish telling my buddy something. Yeah, did you guys hear about that, though, that the jets got scrambled because people were pooping too much and they were worried they were terrorists?
Oh, yeah. No, I heard they were doing the Mile High Club thing.
Okay, so what's up? What'd you say, John?
I was saying, is this carry out or delivery?
It's a delivery.
Can I get your address?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm at 382 Airline Doctor.
You mean Airline Drive?
No, dummy. Airline Doctor.
Oh, okay. What can I get for you?
I need a large pepperoni.
Thin sauce or thin?
How thin can you make it?
Pretty thin.
Okay, is it like thin as paper or thin as a tomato that's been sliced?
A little thinner than a tomato that's been sliced.
Okay, that's not thin enough. Can you, after you make it, take it outside, throw it on the ground, and run it over with your car before you deliver it?
No, none of that.
He's not having any of those shenanigans. Oh, I gotta call him back because we got disconnected, though. Is the cheese running? Do you have that problem a lot, HBB, runny cheese? Oh, I had a pizza delivered, I want to say it was last month, and the guy drifted around the corner, because where I live, there's this corner that everybody thinks that they're fucking Tokyo badasses when they go around it. So when I got the pizza, it was all smushed up against one corner of the box. I shit you not. It was a barbecue chicken pizza, and it's just one big glob of cheese and chicken and barbecue sauce in one corner. There's nothing on the pizza whatsoever.
Wow. Hey, I just posted a Pizza Hut.
Hold on, I gotta call the Alton guy back.
Great, Domino's, Jamie speaking, pick up or delivery?
Yeah, it's for delivery. Actually, I was putting in my order and I got disconnected.
What's the phone number, please?
2080. By the way, how do I sound right now?
Like a person ordering pizza. What's the address?
Oh, fuck you, smartass. I meant, do I sound good on the radio?
Are you on the radio?
No.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys call here like every week, unless this is a different person, right?
This is a different person.
Yeah, I get a bunch of prank calls from this radio station all the time on Friday and Saturday nights.
Did you hear about when they sent somebody into your store to do it in person?
If it happened here, I never heard about it, and I've been here for 3.5 years.
Yeah, it was there. It was like 3 months ago, maybe.
And
there was
they don't just, like you very much. You're totally out of the loop, buddy.
There was one girl working by herself.
When was that?
Like July.
What was the prank?
We walked into the store. That was the prank.
Isn't it hilarious? We asked for, like, cactus pizza or something.
You're kidding me.
See, it made you laugh, so it's brilliant.
I know you guys have fun doing all this stuff, but some of my pay on the month is based on how many calls are called in by percentage of how many orders are made by each call on caller ID's statistics, and I lose money when you guys do this and I don't actually get an order.
But it's like you're paying us for therapy. Because this is good.
No,
for
I don't need I don't need therapy.
You don't think you need it. That's always the first
I know I don't need it. I may need anger management if I keep getting these calls, but I'll be all right.
You and our buddy Curtis can go together.
All right, man. I'm kind of busy. Let me get off here.
How much money have you lost?
Actually, can you stay on the line a little bit longer? I'm about to get off myself.
That's nice.
Come on, keep going. I'm almost there.
How much money has this phone call cost you?
You know, if we go by statistics, by the end of the month, it'll cost me $100.
For this one single phone call, though?
If 90% of my phone calls are in an order, I lose money.
Ah, I see.
So at the end of every month, if we put in, like, a big $200 order, would that help you out?
If you pay for it with a credit card, I'll be glad to take it.
It won't be our credit card, but I'm sure we can get somebody to pay for it.
Maybe we can work out a deal where we give you credit card numbers and you give us cash.
What radio are you with?
We're with KC95.
No, you're not. They're low, but they don't go this low.
Oh.
That freezer local.
Oh, we are totally in the area.
See, that's the voice. This is my normal Saturday night prank call. That's the voice I hear every Saturday right there.
HBB, have you been doing this on your own?
I know for a fact that you guys are local because not only do you guys do it every like Saturday almost or every other Saturday, but about 2 hours after you guys did it last time, that voice called me and ordered pizza and actually paid for it with a credit card.
Really?
That tells me you're really local.
I actually didn't call you, so.
I don't know if there was two different girls on that voice, but it was there. You know,
no, she sounds generic. She's the every little girl voice.
I'm done, guys. I got to get off here. I got to do some work to do.
You have to give me a sound check, though. Give me a me, 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 me.
No. See ya.
Thanks, buddy.
That was insane.
We just cost him like $1,000.
He's not going to pay his mortgage this month.
He's going to lose his house and he's going to have to live in a cardboard box.
It's all because of me.
It sucks too because the only cardboard boxes he has access to are really, really tiny.
Well, some part of him will fit.
That's what she said! Woo! Maybe his cheesy dick. You want us to call Carlito?
His wife just messaged me and asked if we would.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I've always wanted to have more dealings with him. I'd really like to rip out one of Steve Jobs' kidneys and give it to him.
Everyone's enjoying your pussy, Rob.
Rob, did you get the email?
The voice subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey. Fuck you, Carlito's bitch. Pick up the phone next time. I haven't looked at my email today, actually.
I don't know. He's just giving us suggestions of places to call.
The only email I got today was a guy named Dan is following me on Twitter.
Oh, it looks like I accidentally made an RTH at phonelosers.org, and I'm getting an email at it. And they're accidentally emailing that email address that shouldn't exist. And I'm getting the email. It's like two mistakes in one.
So there are people who are actually emailing the wrong fucking address, even though I always say at cactiradio.com, and you accidentally made that email address, so this only validates them.
Yes. All like two separate accidents.
That's but some we crazy got shit.
And then we're connected back together on the station, so it all worked out.
Well, just forward that email address to Cacti Radio. Don't try to pull my equipment out, Sans, you little shit. He, like, tried to reach up and pull out my headset dongle. Don't do that.
Aww. That was cute.
Oh, somebody's calling in. Hello?
Hello?
RBCP.
Yeah. And Kitty.
Is that you, Jen?
Jen?
Don't yell at
Don't yell at the kitty, Rob.
Don't Jen. Yell at your pussy.
Brad, did you turn on looping music?
No, it's coming from your end.
You're so full of shit, asshole.
Everyone in Tiny Chat saying, yes, it's the song.
Since we're not doing anything, do you guys want to call a couple open book numbers I've been really meaning to hit up?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure.
This one girl is most definitely a stripper, and I wanted to call and ask her if she wanted to join my strip club. Brad's Cactus Shack. Oh, okay. Before we call the stripper, I want to call these numbers that you left, Brad, for two Chinese restaurants you could say were put in adult section of the Yellow Pages. Oh, that's great. You're really fucking special now. Is this Tasty Garden?
Yes, Tasty Garden.
Hmm, nice. Okay. How much for 2 hours with one of your girls?
Are you order two girls?
Yeah, I want to order two girls.
Two girls.
Yeah, I want to order two girls for 2 hours.
two girls?
I'll do them there. Do you have a nice room that I can use? Do you have a nice room that I can use to do the girls in?
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
What can I do for you?
I need a sucky sucky, and I need a back rub, and a happy ending.
Maybe you call the wrong number.
Is this Tasty Garden?
Yes.
Okay, well, I picked up my local Yellow Pages, and I flipped to the adult section, and you're listed in the adult section. Fuck you.
All California. Lots of non-white people there.
There's a lot of non-white people everywhere.
I don't care if you're fucking black as the night. As long as you can speak English, I don't give a shit. Plan B. I want to call and ask if I can get a late abortion. HBB, you should totally call Plan B and ask if you can get some pills.
Wait, so what is Plan B?
A pricey adult entertainment steakhouse. They're called Plan B.
Oh.
That's awesome.
You should totally tell Plan B that you want some morning after pills.
Okay.
Good evening. Thanks for calling the world famous Plan B. How may I help you tonight?
Is this Plan B?
Yes, it is.
This is kind of awkward.
Okay, hold on. Are you looking for Plan B, the, like, Planned Parenthood, or Plan B, the strip club?
The strip club, I guess.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question? That's where you're at.
Okay, I was wondering if you guys sell pills there, because the other night I found out that I was pregnant, and I ran out of my birth control, and I didn't realize it. And I was hoping that I could get some again from this place, because this is where I originally got it from, so...
Once again, this is not the right establishment. This is like a gentleman's club where you can come and have dinner and, like, dance on stage. So I'm sorry we can't help you, but try another place. We're just not that same place.
No, I'm sure I got it from this place, because my brother took me here. It was, like, a few months ago, but they gave me some pills, and they're just like, here, take this just in case. And I forgot to take them, so...
Okay, well, we don't sell anything like that here. This is a strip club. You can come in and get some alcohol. And I'm not trying to make light of the situation. I'm saying we don't sell any type of pill like that.
Well, do you know where I can get some?
You can look it up online, and I'm sure you can get it for free, actually.
Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Bye. Sorry, you're pregnant. Here's some alcohol.
Sure had happy music playing there.
They'll help you get rid of the kid, but you'll have to drink a lot of alcohol and hopefully it won't come out retarded.
Or autistic.
Okay, so these are people with machetes, huh?
Machetes.
Oh, did you guys check out that stripper's Facebook page?
Yeah, her boyfriend has dirt bites. Apparently she's single, but she's in a relationship.
It's complicated. He's gay.
He'll fuck her son and her.
He's a gay pedophile, it works out.
Twofer.
Hello?
Hey, man, you called the other day about my machetes?
Nope.
Yes, you did.
I did?
You did. That's how I got your number, dude.
Not interested in... Okay. Sorry, man.
The list.
Well, fuck that asshole. You want the next one that picks up?
Me?
Yeah.
I'll try.
Okay. It's getting late. I'm going to start to get belligerent, just so you know.
Good. That's perfect.
Hello?
I'm returning your call. You called me about the Craigslist ad.
Which Craigslist ad?
I don't know. Probably about the machetes.
Probably yep. My daughter did that.
All right. Well, go wake her up.
Oh, hang on.
Hurry the fuck up.
You calling somebody about a sword or something? It's on the phone.
No, I guess you got the wrong number, sir. I'm sorry.
No, let me talk to her. I'll remember her voice.
She didn't say she called you. She just said she emailed you.
She's a little liar.
Put her voice on the phone.
Hello?
Hey, baby. What you doing? Want to take a ride in my truck?
Who is this?
Let's go for a ride in my truck, baby.
She hung up on you. What a little liar. I think we got disconnected. I got to call him back.
That guy was really good at following orders.
It's 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight. Of course he will.
Hello.
Hey, your daughter was just on the phone, and she was saying rude things to me. I don't appreciate it. Can you put her back on the phone so I can give her peace of my mind?
You know what, buddy? Hang up. Go to bed. Have a good night. Goodbye.
You just got told.
That's going to be my new outro from now on. Hang up. Go to bed. I'm getting my cat high over here. It's the nip, baby. The nip. Keep cracking a vial. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a show. I forgot. So we're going to call Tanya. Nope, she still has her number on her profile. What a dumbass.
Stupid Tanya.
She's got a two-year-old, and she's single. What do you expect?
I expect that Brad's Cactus Shack would like to hire her on as a stripper. I'm willing to offer her more money. I'm calling Tanya.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tanya? This is Roy. I work over at Brad's Cactus Shack.
I don't know who that is.
We're a new business starting up. We heard you're a really good dancer, and we were hoping to offer you a position. Many positions, actually.
Where at?
We're in Jackson.
What club?
Oh, we're a new club. We're just opening up. We're Brad's Cactus Shack.
Where did you hear I was a good dancer from?
We heard it from a girl named Candy.
She's like a Latina, almost Asian girl?
She's like a little Latin girl that looks like crossbred with some Asian dude.
Okay, well, call me tomorrow and I'll come check it out. I'll bring my roommate, who's also a very good dancer.
I'll call you, but you gotta tell me what she looks like first.
She's got blonde hair, blonde on top, black on the bottom. She's got a really nice body. She's small like I am, and I have a really nice body. She's an awesome dancer.
But how big are boobs?
Yeah, I'm gonna send you a picture of her.
Maybe you can email it to me. Like, let me ask you a few more questions before I set up an interview. Get an ink pen. We're actually looking to put a lot of money into our dancers. Would you be interested in getting a boob job if we invested a couple grand into each of your titties?
I mean, I would, but once you see my titties and see they fit my body and see how pretty they are, you're not going to want me to get a boob job. I have perkies, I have very small areolas, nice nipples, like, no stretch marks on my titties, like nothing. Like, once you see it, you'll see they fit my body, but I mean...
No stretch marks? Have you had any kids?
Yeah, I have one child.
Good, because we like to do full nude here. You cool with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we don't want no
email address.
We don't want no hangy coochies.
No, I understand that.
You can send an email to RTH.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's the tough one, right?
RTH. All right, so I'm going to send a picture. Do you have a phone number I'm going to hold if you want?
You can call 505-796-5695.
Okay.
How are you with poles? We have big cactus-shaped poles.
Cactus-shaped poles? What is that?
Do you know what a cactus is?
Yeah. I'm a really good dancer on a spinning pole or an eight bar, but I've never seen a cactus-shaped pole, so... I will definitely give you a call tomorrow.
Good. You can dance well in heels?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll wear either single sack or double sack.
Get me some pics, immediately.
Okay, I'll do it. Send me home. I'll send you some
email address. All right, fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good girl. All right, let me see some of that fine ass, and I'll tell you if you're what we're looking for.
All right, thank you.
All right, good job, baby.
All right, thank you. Bye.
That is crazy. How does she not know that's a prank?
Wow.
I'm not saying a word.
This call brought to you by motherless.com.
Oh, man. You have to miss a lot of your kids' dance recitals before they'll blow a goat on the internet for 50 bucks. Some guy just calls her up. Yeah, you want to see me naked? Sure, absolutely. Give me your email address. Most guys have to pay a cover charge and then throw dollars at me on stage, but I'll just take pictures in the bathroom and email them to you. Don't worry, my cooch ain't fucking hanging out either. My kid didn't wreck it or nothing, don't worry.
I'm not sure if I should be offended or...
Are you offended for all women?
Just the ones that have morals.
All she's got are orals. She probably has horals, too. Oh, Brad, I'm sorry I missed your comment. The pole has needles all over it. Have you seen pictures of her? She looks like she does heroin. I'm pretty sure she's used to needles. There's pictures of her on Facebook.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, she's one fucking skanky girl. She's all kinds of special.
Should I add her as a friend?
Go for it, man.
It didn't let me send a message with my request. I wanted to see.
The Cactus Shack has new employees every 9 months, so...
I don't know. We keep losing a lot of them to Plan B.
Nobody warn her, please.
I want to give her a second interview.
Which hotel will that be in?
There were a lot of girls on Open Book the other day I noticed who looked like their daddies didn't go to their dance recitals. Anybody got any more stripper numbers? I want to get some more fucking nudie pics without having to pay the cover charge. What is scrolling down the screen of your other camera?
That's the Matrix effect on Manicam, but I turned it red.
That's really hacksaw of you.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, is this Emily?
Yeah.
Hey, Emily. This is Roy over at Brad's Cactus Shack. We're looking to get some new dancers on. Do you dance? Emily, do me a favor. Go to a room where I can hear you.
Why is this number blocked?
I can explain it to you, but you gotta go into a room where I can hear you.
You can hear me here.
No, I can't. There's people yelling in the background, and it's fucking up my recording.
Like, to be honest, this sounds like a prank call, because you pretty much just called me and asked me to be a stripper.
Do you think strippers don't get called and asked for new jobs? I called one this evening, and she sent me all of her pictures and her resume. Hey,
that's cool that you call strippers, but I'm not a stripper.
Not yet.
Did you just seriously say not yet?
Let me check my recording. Yes, I did.
I don't want to be a stripper, though.
Ask some of your friends there. I heard some cute girls giggling in the background.
Hey,
hurry up.
Do you want to be a stripper? Do you want to be a stripper? Okay, my friend Katie wants to be a stripper.
See? I told you. Put her on the phone.
Hey, Katie, do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, because your voice is getting fucking annoying, so put her on the phone.
I'm sorry, I'm annoying.
Oh, bitch hung up the phone. Fuck you. I love HPV's comment. Her voice is annoying. Maybe if she shoved a few cocks down that pipe, she'd be quiet. I gotta call her Black and get Katie on the phone. I need to fill the position.
Hello?
Hey, can you put Katie on the phone? We got disconnected.
Katie, what's
the... Hurry the fuck up.
Okay, hold on. Wait, she's coming. 1 second.
Oh,
she's
good.
In another room, so I have to get her. 1 sec.
Good, because so am I.
Hello?
Hey, Katie. Your friend told me that you'd be interested in an exotic dance position.
What did my friend tell you?
That you'd be interested in an exotic dance position. We offer $300 a night plus tips.
Yeah, for sure.
What are your measurements? How tall are you?
5'4".
5'4"? Great. Can you dance in heels?
Yeah.
We're actually looking to dump some money into our new dancers, so we can offer you an upfront payment of $3,000 for plastic surgery if you think you need anything done, boob work, ass work, whatever you need. We can dump it into you. We're looking for some good-looking girls.
Really? I mean, I'm already a C, but I wouldn't mind being like a D or double D.
Extra boobage will definitely help. More money for you, more money for us. How are you with the pole?
I've dabbled, but not very well. Only when I'm drunk. Probably training.
I got some girls that can train you. All right. Now, do you mind a little girl-on-girl touching? Because that's going to be necessary to properly train you.
I love girl-on-girl touching. Girl-on-girl touching is definitely a plus.
What do you look like?
I'm blonde with big blue eyes.
Yeah. Well, I know that most guys give a shit about eyes, but the guys at the clubs really don't care. They're more interested in whether you have a nice ass, small waist, and big tits.
Oh, yeah, I'm like a size 5, but I like to wear like 3, and I have really big boobs.
All right. Do you have a picture of you somewhere?
Yeah, give me an email and I'll send it to you.
You gonna take one right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Send it to RTH.
Okay.
Do it right now. Hurry up.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Emily.
Hey, Emily. Yeah, so Katie sounds like she's really interested, and we're going to offer her a position depending on whether or not she meets our requirements.
Oh, did that's she... awesome. She's really hot.
Good. What do you look like?
Wait. I have, like, a big butt and, I guess, decent-sized boobs, and my hair is kind of light brownish.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Do you want me to send you pictures, too?
Well, no, not unless you're interested in dancing for us. If you are, then sure, by all means.
How much for plastic surgery?
We're actually offering each girl that signs in the next 2 weeks $3,000 for any necessary work.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's a lot.
Yep. So maybe you change your tune? Think about working for us now, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe.
Great job. Okay, did she send the pictures or what?
Oh, yeah, we'll send them. We gotta go.
I gotta confirm over the phone whether or not she's good looking.
I can't take them while we're talking on the phone, so we're gonna hang up and then we'll email them to you, okay?
All right, hang up and I'll call you back after I get them.
Okay, cool, bye.
See you later, bye-bye. I would never be a stripper.
You put that in her head now, and she may go out for real and get a strip job because of this phone call.
Nobody would do that. She asked like 2 of her friends, and 1 out of 2 is like, yeah, absolutely. I'd fucking take my clothes off for money.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox
that has not been hacked yet.
Ba-dunch.
Oh. Are we enjoying prank calls, or is it time to call it a night? Should I call that first girl back? My white cat always eats my yogurt after I'm done with it. He licks the container clean. Because he's a yogurt whore.
Well, that's not very nice to say of your cat.
He's getting fat.
He's not going to be as fat as my cat.
Oh, we got a call back. Hang on. Everybody shh. Everybody mute for a second. Hey, what's going on?
Don't call your cat a whore.
Oh, it's Jen. Jen, do you work for PETA or something? All pussies are whores.
Zing, Jen. You told her.
Go make me a sandwich. Hey, is Jamie there?
Who is this?
This is Roy.
Roy on the phone.
Put Jamie on the phone, idiot.
Who is this?
It's Roy. Who is
this?
Hurry
the fuck up.
Fuck you.
Look, just put that fucking bitch on the phone.
Put a bitch on the phone? Who the fuck is you, punk motherfucker?
This is Roy, and among other things, she owes me a sandwich, so tell her to get her fucking ass in my kitchen and make me one, you dumb shit.
Who the fuck is this?
Wow. Are you fucking retarded on top of being deaf? It's Roy, you dumb shit.
This motherfucker know you.
Put that bitch on the phone.
What?
I got a job offer for her.
Fuck you.
Hurry the fuck up.
Man, fuck you, crack ass motherfucker.
You guys are terrible.
We just got messages. Was that you, Brad?
Oh, that's Jen. She's messaging me. I think I'm going to get going and watch a bunch of documentaries all night.
I should call that one bitch back and see if she's sent those pictures yet.
Bye.
Bye, Brad.
Good night, Brad. Tanya.
Hello.
Hello, one moment while I transfer you.
Hi, is this Tanya?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, this is Roy over at Brad's Cactus Shack. It's a new
location. My phone's about to die. I'm trying to get it charged up real quick so I can send you those pictures. Give me about 30 minutes.
Yeah, try to do it ASAP.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. All right, thanks.
Oh my god. Who's this?
Hey there, cowboy. This is Kevin.
It's the Lone Ranger.
What's up, dude?
Nothing much, man. That's
He's stoned. Why are you stoned?
What's that? Why?
Why are you stoned? Yeah.
It's medical. It's a sleep aid. I have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Did your father beat you?
No, not anymore.
Were you in the war?
Yes, the war.
Oh, I forgot. I don't care. Well, that's going to be the show, everybody. I want to thank HBB and RBCP for joining me this evening. If you've got any prank ideas or would like to send us some music to play on air, be sure to email them to rth@cactiradio.com.
Hang up, go to bed, have a good night. Goodbye.